We're talking about starting, operating, sustaining, and growing your very own business. You know, it's not for everyone, and it takes patience, commitment, unbelievable sacrifice, lots of leadership, and even a little bit of luck, I would think. And anyone who has ever started and ran their own business for any length of time would probably tell you you're constantly learning and you're changing to meet the market, employee demands, and often you're pulled in so many different directions. Many will tell you, I'm sure, that they wouldn't have it any other way because the rewards far outweigh the challenges they face. There's an organization whose mission is to help local businesses start, sustain, grow, and prosper, and their services are absolutely free. Experts that can help guide you through everything from capital loans and payroll to customer service issues and or how much can I sell this business to be able to retire. If you own a local business or you're thinking of starting one, you're going to want to get to know these folks. First off, please welcome Jim Boyd, director of the Small Business Development Center at Western Illinois University in Macomb. Jim, it's great to see you again here on Galesburg Live.
Great to be here.
You've been in the news recently, and we're going to talk a lot about that, your prison program at Henry C. Hill here
yes.
in Galesburg. It's an exciting thing.
Yes, it is. And we enjoyed it, and we actually learned a lot. It was a kind of the beta test to see
sure.
if it really made sense.
Sure.
And I think the offenders that were in the classes grew a lot and learned a lot as well as we did.
Yeah. Let's go back a ways and let's talk about just what your organization does, Jim.
The Small Business Development Center at Western Illinois University works with entrepreneurs all the way from starting a business to sustaining that business once it's started, growing the business, and then in this period of time, helping to transfer or transition that business.
Right.
There's a lot of people out there like me that are older that want to finally retire that need a way to transition into that retirement from
yeah.
the business.
There's a lot of people that know you here in this area, Jim. I found since we talked last, I don't know how I get started. I guess talking about my son, and we'll get into that maybe later on here. But they'll say, oh, yeah, I worked with them. When I talk to business people, oh, yeah, I worked with them a few years ago. They helped me with XYZ. There's a lot of people that know you.
We have a lot of clients in Galesburg. Probably the largest market, for lack of a better term or a better word, that we have. And what I found is that everyone is very passionate about what they do.
Yes.
And the financing, which is always a challenge, is very good in Galesburg. The local banks and the local credit unions want to help small businesses get started and grow.
Wow, that says a lot.
Yes, it does. I don't want to say it's a phenomenon, but it's yeah. a lot more positive in Galesburg than it is in some of the other areas that we work with.
Well, that's interesting to hear because many times we get mired in the negativity, Jim, that, oh, the economy is this and, oh, we can't get business. New business is not starting as much. But it seems to me, as I work with a lot of these local businesses from the radio station here, and we've had a lot of new businesses start up here, small local businesses. It seems like things are turning around a little bit.
Well, I think it's a lot of it is people now think that they can make it where 2 years ago, with no budget with the state and the economy being okay but not being the way that it is now, I think people have said, you know, maybe now is the time to start a business. I have some financing. I have some savings. I want to do this now. So I think it's very positive in the outlook from the small business
yeah.
people.
Well, let's talk about your organization down at Western. It's you've got a small staff.
Correct.
Right? You are the director of both the Macomb campus and the Quad City campus. Could you talk to us about that?
We have an advisor, in addition to myself,
yes.
on the Macomb campus. We have two graduate assistants, one Grace, mm-hmm. and the other one Noah, who mm-hmm. happens to be on leave, sabbatical, if you will. And then on the Quad Cities campus, we have a full-time advisor, and then we also have a graduate assistant who is bilingual. The Hispanic population in the Quad Cities is a large group of clients for us.
Yes.
So we've been able to make that transition. And we all basically do the same thing. We all advise clients, small business clients, on whatever they need from marketing, bookkeeping, how to introduce yourself to a customer, what your elevator pitch is, those types of things.
Yeah. So you really do cover a lot of ground, because let's face it, it's one thing to say, hey, I think I could start a business. It's another thing to actually get it started and sustain that thing.
It's really fun to start a business.
Yes.
It's really exciting when things are just, everything's new and you're learning. And once the startup is over, then the work really begins. And we let people know that you have a 40-hour week job now. It pays you X amount of money. Now you're going to own your own business. One, you're going to try to replace your income, but it's going to take you about 70 or 75 hours because you're it. You're the purchasing. You're making up all the invoices. You're the salesperson. You're taking all the customer complaints. You're doing it all.
We're talking with our friends from the Small Business Development Center at Western Illinois University in Macomb. Please welcome Jim Boyd, director of the SBDC. Jim, it's great to have you back on Galesburg Live. This week was National Small Business Week.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you guys were busy doing some program, or the Illinois Small Business Development Center were busy doing some programs. Is that right?
The Illinois Small Business Development Center Network,
yes,
was in each individual region where there is an SBDC office.
Yeah.
And this may not be the exact number, but there are 39 or 40 SBDC offices in the state of Illinois.
Oh, wow.
So no matter where you are, there is an SBDC office.
Got it.
Ready to help you. We didn't really do much in Macomb, but there was on the Quad Cities campus, we celebrated by having a minority empowerment equipment grant.
Oh.
Where we had an application and we gave away, through a private donor, we gave away $10,000
to
minority businesses in the Quad City market.
Incredible, incredible. Jim, you're the director. How long have you been the director of the SBDC?
I've been the director 3 years.
Okay.
I've been with the program 8 years.
Okay. And you've got, just real quick, your credentials. You've owned businesses. You have ran manufacturing companies, that kind of thing. You have quite a background in business.
Yes. I've owned or partnered in four businesses, small businesses. I've been a sales manager in a Fortune 100 company on a local level. And I can tell people what not to do because I've had one of those companies that was a complete disaster. And my wife and I have had a couple that have been fairly successful. So we try to cover the gamut.
Yes, yes. So when you go to speak to a client, they should feel very confident that you've been there, done that in most cases, I would think. Many things they're dealing with.
In most cases.
Yes.
And especially from a manufacturing, sales, customer service standpoint.
Yes.
And then with the boards that I've been on previously, even from a restaurant standpoint.
Absolutely. Now, we talked about your staff in Macomb, and you have graduate students. My son Noah is one of those. That's how I was introduced to the SBDC. And Noah is working on his graduate degree in economic development down at Western. And it's been a wonderful thing. And it came about in just an interesting way how he met you, because he participated in the 6-county pitch last year. Him and his partner didn't win, but he did meet you. And suddenly he has this wonderful position with the SBDC. So it's been from a dad's side, thank you for everything you've done, because I've just seen that young man grow. Grow so much that he's now in China on an internship with a company that they help people manufacture products in China, right?
Correct. They work with domestic companies, U.S. companies, to further their idea, their product, and then find a manufacturer in China for them. Yes.
I just told you, I was just chatting. I chat with him back and forth on a messaging platform called WeChat. And so I keep in touch with him. But, yeah, he's 7,100 miles away in a city called Ningbo, China. And we thought, should we let him go? And then we thought, yeah, he has to do this. He absolutely has to do it. So it's been a wonderful experience being involved in the SBDC. He really has grown. We have another of your graduate students here. I'd like to welcome, I want to get this right, Grace Ibirogba.
Correct.
Is that good?
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, Grace, you are one of the graduate students that work at the SBDC. And so tell us, how long have you been at Western?
I got into Western January 2018.
Okay.
So it's been a little over a year.
Okay. Grace, where are you from?
I'm from Nigeria.
Okay. Small town, big city, what?
Okay. I lived in Lagos. Lagos is a very populous city in Nigeria.
Okay.
We have a population of over 20 million, I think.
Oh, my gosh. That's a big town.
It's one of the very big cities in Nigeria.
Yes.
And then I came here for my master's degree in economics. And it's been such a wonderful experience because it's my first time in the United States.
Wow. So what do you think so far?
I have a lot of feelings, but it's largely one of gratitude for the opportunity to come for my master's.
Yes.
And then I've come to learn a lot. Working with Jim, being in the States, having my master's degree, it's been a lot of wonderful experience.
Absolutely. And you are one of the consultants that meet with businesses.
Yes.
For the SBDC.
Yes,
yeah.
I'm one of them. While in Nigeria, I was working for a bank, one of the top three banks in Nigeria. Mm. And my job role had to do with helping people who had businesses or helping women female business owners to grow in their businesses, to steer them in the right direction. And by the time I got here, I learned about the Small Business Development Center. And it was something I wanted to do. Given the Nigerian background that I had with helping female-owned businesses, I thought it was going to be a very good fit to also have a good idea of how businesses were run here in the U.S. and how I could be of help. So it's been such a solid, solid experience. So one of the things I found out while in Nigeria is that besides the lack of access to finance, sometimes there is need for other things like access to market, access to network, education, business education. A lot of people think once I have some kind of business acumen or business idea, I could just go into business. But sometimes you need a lot of support to succeed in the business.
Sure.
So when I came here and I thought to myself, a lot of businesses succeed around here. Maybe not 100%, but definitely the percentages are high. And I found out that the SBDC is one of the channels or platforms that the state has in place to help these businesses succeed. So I started thinking it would be really nice to have something like this in Nigeria as well, something that helps other people's businesses grow. And in a way, we could reduce the failure rate or the rate at which a business starts up in a year or two and then it shuts down.
Wow.
And then I think with my economics degree and the experience that I have here, it would be really great for me to be able to give back or to be able to reach out to more businesses like this.
She's quite a young lady, Jim.
Yes, she is.
What a great story. So your plan, Grace, is to go back to Nigeria?
Yes.
And start an SBDC?
Yes, at some point, because the SBDC is more state-regulated, I might not be able to have that kind of capacity to do something that's statewide, but I could have my own consultancy that I could use to help business owners and help them grow, just help them grow.
Wow. What are some of the businesses that are typically women will start in Nigeria? What do you find them typically getting into over there?
So because we're a huge population,
yes,
we have a huge buying market. mm-hmm. people always buy stuff.
Sure.
So the popular ones for women, we've got the fashion designing, we've got the catering, yeah. we've got the trade.
Sure.
Just buy and sell.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of import, export. It's just varies.
Yeah.
Just varies.
So mostly retail, right?
Yes,
that you're
correct.
Getting it. Yes, of course. What about the service industries over there? I mean, you know, healthcare and all of that.
We yeah. also have that.
Yeah.
But I mean, the retail is more permanent, I think.
Got it.
I think. But we also have a lot of service industry. We have decorations.
Sure.
We have anything, things that have to do generally with people. Patting,
yeah.
drinking,
yeah.
events,
bars,
generally.
Restaurants. Oh, sure,
correct.
Of course. Yeah.
Correct.
And the same thing. I'm sure there's automotive repair shops and body shops. There's people that want to start those businesses
yes.
there too.
Yes.
I think many times people over here, and I don't want to say anything to offend you. I'm not going to offend at all. But we don't think of when we hear of Africa, we see savannas. We don't think of big, giant cities with 20 million people in them, and that's so incredible.
I know.
Really wonderful.
I've had that kind of experience a lot.
I bet you have.
People say,
yeah.
oh, you guys have this in Nigeria? Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. Yeah. I think they must think that we just, you know, when you go back, you're just walking on the savannah with giraffes walking by and all that. It's like, no, come on. That's
yes,
different.
Yes, we do.
What an incredible story, and what a great mission you've got.
Yes, thank you.
Wow. Our guest in this hour of Galesburg Live, Jim Boyd, the executive director of the Small Business Development Center, and Grace E.B. Rogba, right?
Yes, that's good.
She's a graduate student and one of the consultants at the SBDC. Let's talk about the prison program. You were involved very heavily in this, Grace.
Yes, I was.
I know Noah, when my son, who is also works with the SBDC as a graduate student, the intention was he was going to be a part of that as well. But when this opportunity for the internship in China came, he had to put that on hold. So his graduate degree's on hold until he gets back. And so it's this complicated
Correct.
Thing. But the program went very, very well. Tell me about, can one of you tell me how this all got started?
Just in discussing being able to get into the community, have more exposure, helping people start businesses.
Yeah.
And as a group, we sat and discussed opportunities. And we've put together some other programs. And with Noah and with Grace and myself, we decided that this might be something that could work.
Yeah.
So I charged Noah and Grace with actually putting the curriculum together. And then once Noah jumped ship, then it was really on Grace.
Yeah.
And she reached out to the warden and set up the initial appointments.
Wow.
Had everything scheduled, had everything worked out for appointments. We went and made a pitch. And it was well received.
Okay.
And Warden Dorothy then took it to the state level for their approval. And we started, and we've had one 8-week session, and we will be starting again on Monday.
So what is the goal with this, Grace? When you were putting this curriculum together, what were you hoping to do? I mean, these people are in prison.
Okay, so when Jim first shared the idea about the prison entrepreneurship session,
yes.
I did a bit of research to see why we're doing this. And
yeah.
I found out that the recidivism rate is quite high.
Sure.
And we thought to ourselves that this would be a very good way to help the society.
Yeah.
When these people get out, they don't have to try to look for jobs that they might get a hard time finding. They don't have to get frustrated that they can't get jobs and then go back into crime. They can actually start off on their own. And we give them the assurance that we're always there to handhold them through the process.
Wow. So instead, because they do have a hard time getting a job
exactly.
Out when they get out of prison.
Yes.
You're saying, let's take that stress off of it. Start your own business and make your own way.
Yes. Just you don't have to look for a $1 million business right now.
Sure.
Just something that you think you're passionate about. We're going to help you start the process. We're going to guide you with registrations, the things that you generally need to start off.
Okay.
We're going to guide you through that process. And every time you maybe hit a milestone or you need help with something, we're going to be there for you.
Our guests are Jim Boyd, Executive Director of the SBDC in Macomb and the Quad Cities, and also Grace E.B. Rogba. She's one of the graduate students for the SBDC. We're talking about the Prison Business Entrepreneurship Program that just concluded at Henry C. Hill here in Galesburg. So you're starting this program. There's obviously got to be rules to it or qualifications. Not just anybody can do this, right? You had very specific qualifications for the student that you wanted to go through this program. They had to be at a certain point in their...
We worked with the Department of Corrections, and they actually set the criteria.
Okay, got it.
And to be quite honest, I'm not really sure what that criteria was. But there was a preliminary meeting held to test the interest of offenders, and those offenders were invited by Warden Dorothy based on the criteria that was put together by the Department of Corrections.
Was maybe some of it based on when they were going to be released? I mean, it seems like that might be if it was – does that make sense?
Yes. One of them that I do know – they will be released within a year to 13, 14 months.
Got it.
One of the ones that graduated last Monday was actually released.
Okay.
And the other five then will be released in the next 12 months, I believe.
And I'm sure there were many other levels of the criteria, behaviors, and all of that kind of stuff. Because there's a safety level to that. You're going to be in and amongst... the inmates. Now, maybe not in the population that way, but were you a little worried about that, Grace, being a female just going into that kind of a situation?
Well, I think for me, I was more intrigued. Like, oh, I get to do this.
Yeah.
then Jim was always around. Like, if I face something, maybe someone approaches me and is seeing something I'm not really very certain about, or I'm not sure I want to go very too forward with that kind of conversation, I'll just direct them to Jim and then they just change their mind or something.
Okay. Well, so, I can see. I mean, being a female and we're not around that. How many people get to visit a prison, inside a prison? So, I mean, I can see there may have been a little bit of apprehension there, a tiny bit, but you seem like a very strong, independent woman anyway, so I can see you looked at this like, what a great opportunity.
Yes,
so,
yes.
So let's talk about the individuals who were in the class. I mean, obviously, they've graduated. Tell me about these individuals. I know we don't want to mention their names, but let's talk about some of these. They sound like pretty amazing people if they want to better themselves.
Yes. The ones who actually went through the entire process and graduated, it was so great to be with them, to actually listen to them, share their dreams, and actually know that they're not just planning to go back out to go back to whatever life they had left behind when they were leaving. So to hear them talk about their dreams, ask you for more research, ask you for more updates or feedback on, I want to do this kind of business. What are the challenges? How much do you think this might cost me?
How much
do I need to register? To actually hear them say that, it's been so great. Because a lot of time people approach you and say they want to start a business, but then I think it's just a thought. It's not something they're very serious about.
Right.
But seeing these people giving a lot of commitment, they were so committed to the program. They did all of their homework. They really worked very hard on their business plans. And seeing that they were very serious about doing this, for me, was so good. It was very amazing. I was really impressed. Like, wow, these people are actually going all out to do this. And that gave me the motivation I needed to help them.
We have our final few minutes with our guests from the Small Business Development Center at Western Illinois University in Macomb. Please welcome graduate student and SBDC consultant, Grace E.B. Rogba, as well as the director of the Small Business Development Center, Mr. Jim Boyd. Thank you both for joining us today on Galesburg Live.
You're very welcome.
I'm really, this business entrepreneurship program at Henry C. Hill is such a, is it a one of a kind program? Is this happening all over the state, or is this like a trial thing? I mean, obviously you went to the state and said, hey, we'd like to do this. So nobody's doing this?
Not to my knowledge. There are programs nationwide. There are a few programs, but in the state, not to my knowledge. This is kind of a beta test, even for us.
You really are pioneers in this. I mean, really getting this kind of thing started here. That's wonderful. Hats off to you and your staff, Jim.
Thank you.
That's wonderful. And again, one of the Grace, you were part of it from the beginning, getting this started. Let's talk about the students.
Yes.
Okay. You said there were how many started out? Do you remember?
I think we started out with 14 of them.
Okay, so it was an 8-week program.
Correct.
Started out with 14. Do you think that some of them thought, hey, this is a great way I can kill some time? Because that's all you got, right?
Absolutely. And I think much like small business people that have a dream to be in business, we required work, and that people weed themselves out because, oh, geez, this is really a great idea and I want to talk about it, but I don't want to really do the work.
Yeah.
So the offenders that were remained and went through the entire program are the ones that want to and probably will follow up once they're released.
They did the work.
Correct.
They did the work. So just so we, if anybody's joining us here, we've got Jim Boyd, Executive Director of the SBDC, and Grace Ebi Rogba. She's a graduate student in the program, and they started this business entrepreneurship program for inmates at Henry C. Hill Correctional Center here in Galesburg. And you started out with 14. There were certain criteria that they had to meet. I'm sure it had to do with when they're going to be released, behaviors, and all that kind of stuff. So you've got these 14. What were some of the businesses they were hoping to start, Grace?
Okay. When we started out, we had a lot of businesses. We had someone who wanted to be a recording artist.
Sure.
Recording producer.
Okay.
We had a couple of them who wanted to own restaurants. We had a couple someone who wanted to have a dog breeding business.
Sure.
I think he's got some experience with dog breeding, and he was pretty sure about that was going to work out. We also had a couple who wanted to do landscaping, constructions, gutter cleaning, owning or running rental property.
Sure.
So it was just a wide range of businesses.
It sure was. Yeah. Wow. And so when you said that you had work for them to do, so what kind of work are you asking them to do? What are the things that they have to do?
Okay.
They're learning.
Yes.
About how to start a business. They're learning the basics.
Yes.
What is required of them?
Well, usually when we start out small business classes, we make intending business owners to realize that beyond I have a dream or I have a business that is going to become a Facebook in 2 years' time, you need to come to a place where you know that you're meeting a need. So you need to have a value proposition.
Okay.
You need to be meeting someone's need. Someone should be willing to pay for what you're willing to give out. So they needed to come up with, besides this is what I want to do, they needed to come up with their target market. They needed to come up with what they were going to be selling, how they were going to be presenting what they were selling. And all of this requires a lot of thought. Mm. So they had to go back to do this. Also, we worked with the financials a lot. And by the time we got to the financial stage, we kind of guided them through the process, but they still had to write out those things themselves. They had to write out how much they thought they were going to make. They had to write out how much they thought the expenses was going to be. Of course, we give them guidelines.
Oh,
like,
sure.
This is what the market is like right now.
Got it.
Yes. And
you provided them with the data and information because they probably don't have access to internet or anything like that to do research on their own. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. So you provided them with the data that they...
Yes.
Would they ask you, say, listen, can you bring me this and this and this?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
A lot of them did that. A lot of them wanted additional research.
Got it.
They wanted to know, like the guy who was in charge of the properties, you wanted to know the average cost of properties in the area I was looking at, how much it would cost him to own them, how much it was going to cost him to let those places out. So there was a lot of work that went into that.
Absolutely. Wow. And so it started to weed out.
Yes.
You started with 14, and a few started to drop off because they found that this is actually hard. This is too hard.
Correct.
But the people that stuck with it for 8 weeks, let's talk about them. You think that they've really got a good shot.
Well, and one of the things that we started this with, which makes me feel very positive that they will succeed, is that we talked with them about all of the hurdles that they have in front of them.
Yeah.
It's hard enough to start a business without being an offender.
Yeah.
The access to capital, just the stigma. And we talked about that a lot and tried to focus them on maybe not even starting that restaurant. Landscaping, we may be able to help you find the money to buy a lawnmower. Start your landscaping. Start your gutter cleaning. The gentleman that's doing the rental property does have some cash. But start something that doesn't take a lot of cash that you're not going to have to, go out and borrow because you don't have a credit score.
Right.
You don't have any cash. We can help with that. So once we got through there, and the ones that stayed, then I think they really understood the challenges and accepted those challenges. And with the business plan, then we're able to move forward.
Got it. So the outcomes here, we're talking with Jim Boyd, Executive Director of the SBDC, the Small Business Development Center at Western Illinois University in Macomb and also in the Quad Cities, and Grace E.B. Rogba. She is the graduate student that works with the SBDC. Let's talk about outcomes. Let's talk about maybe I need to back up here. I want to hear the expression, the emotion from the inmates. Obviously, they were into it. What did they have to say about this program?
They were so thrilled. They felt very positive.
Yes.
Because a lot of negativity is associated with spending time in a correctional facility.
Yeah.
And they were so happy that they were able to do this, complete the entire 8 weeks program, get a certificate at their hand, and learn so much more after it. I mean, Jim always tried to emphasize that even when you get out and you don't start, you can start thinking like an employer. You can put yourselves in the shoes of your employer and be a better employee. He really used to emphasize that. So for them, it was like a gateway to seeing what life outside of here would look like and how I can be a better person when I work with either an employer or an employee.
Wow. Boy, you're doing so much more than just helping these guys start a business. You're actually helping them see hope, right?
Yes.
That they may not end up back in a place like that.
We hope so.
Yeah.
We hope so.
Wow, to be better employees. I love the way you said that, to be better employees, to be better people.
Yes.
That's
correct.
What a great mission on that. So now that you've got these graduates and now that you've had your first class, what's next?
We will start a new cohort starting Monday, 8 weeks. And what we're trying to do with the first class is, and this may be the wrong word to use, but is actually to track them.
Yeah, sure.
In as we move forward, so that we can see if this is working, see what kind, if we are having an impact, and if there's things that maybe we need to change. And that's one of the things that we do in the last class is ask the offenders, if you could do this all over again, what should we change? So we're trying to make it as relevant today for them in their specific situation as we can. And then we want to be able to prove that this is a benefit to them. So we will follow them as they released. We'll follow them. Did they open? Are they still open?
I'll be darned. Wow. Pretty amazing. It's got to feel good.
It does. And it will feel even better as we go through and we can hang our hat on, four of them are now in business and they're contributing to society and they're supporting themselves.
Yeah.
That process is really great.
Absolutely. Have you heard any negative feedback? I mean, has anybody said, I can't believe we're spending state money on this? Is that...
No, that's an interesting question.
You know what I'm saying, though? I mean, I'm just saying, hey, with all the problems of the state and we're spending money, you know, teaching prisoners how to, you know.
Interesting. Not even looked at it from that
okay.
way.
Yeah.
But I would assume somewhere out there, there may be someone thinking about that. The only, it's not really negative, but the only thing that I was not in tune to was that this is a big deal for not only the offenders, but for their families.
I was going to bring that up too. Wonderful.
We had a graduation ceremony.
Yes.
We took pictures. There were a couple that I got an email from, which is fine, that, hey, this picture wasn't out there. You know, this is a big deal. This can help us, you know, start looking at these people in a different way. Yeah. And I completely missed that this was really, really important for families and for prospective employers that these guys are changing and are doing the right things.
Wonderful. Did you have families? Were families family members able to be present at the graduation for these folks?
No.
No, they weren't. Okay.
No.
Got it. Okay. I didn't know if that was. But still, I can imagine with all the negative things that have happened in this person's life, to see these positive changes, how their families got to feel. They've got to be pretty proud.
I would think so.
Yeah,
I would think so.
Wow. Are you right? You're ready to start teaching the class on Monday then, Grace?
I do.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Yeah. It's when do you do this? Is it just for an hour a day or once a week? How does that work?
It's usually once a week.
Okay.
On Mondays we go in and 2 hours every week, and we have the classes, then there would be questions, and then usually after the sessions, they walk up to us and tell us if they need additional research or help with anything.